Hello, everyone. I'm Daniel Gregory. I'm the host of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm glad you tuned in for another episode. I hope you're having a great week. Probably having a creative week and really getting out to explore a lot of new things with your photography and your creative practices. This week, I had a really interesting conversation with Lori. So those of you who don't know, Lori's my partner in life. She's also my partner in my artistic creativity. We're co-owners of our studio here in Langley, Washington. One of the interesting things we were doing was she had found a quote by Paulo Coelho that says, "Our wildest dreams are our true dreams." And as we were talking about that quote, that kind of meandered into some different areas and some different topics. But one of the things that came up in that was Lori had mentioned about trusting your instincts. She was referencing talking about everything in life. Part of the things that happens to us as adults is we're taught into trusting society. We're taught into trusting norms. We're taught into trusting the powers that be, all sorts of different things. But yet there's an instinctual level to the way we operate. There's a basically a biology to the way we operate that tells us when things are right or when things are wrong. And when you learn to trust those instincts and reconnect with those instincts, we discover some really interesting things about our body's ability to heal itself, our body's ability to know what it needs from a nutrition standpoint, from an exercise standpoint. In addition to that, there's a lot of other aspects of our lives where that instinct becomes viable to our ability to do and achieve what we want. And oftentimes we ignore that instinct. And that got me thinking a lot about my own photographic practice and how when I'm working with others, how much that instinctual process and learning to trust your instincts is such a core part of learning to become a really good photographer and to really embrace your own creativity. When we're talking about photography, I think one of the things in trusting your instincts comes about in the act of shooting and in the shooting process. One of the things I hear on a regular basis over and over again is people talking about not capturing the photograph. They saw something, they couldn't figure out what it was, or they didn't have the time, but they knew they wanted to photograph it, but they didn't. And then they later regretted that moment. They later regretted not getting the photograph. Or they wanted to stop and make the photograph, and they made the decision, oh, I'll come back when the light's better. And they came back, and the atmosphere and the quality and the sense of scene wasn't what they expected. So they failed to trust their instincts on when they actually needed to push the shutter. And I think that's an important thing for you to get in touch with in your own practice. And I know for me, it's one of the things I've really worked at in the last couple of years is if I think I want to make the photograph, I just make the photograph. Even if it turns out to be a horrible photograph and something I never want to show anybody, at least I'm trusting my instincts that there's something there worth capturing. Because at some point, if I choose to ignore that instinct and ignore that kind of base level response, I'm ultimately going to miss something really critical in my photography later on down the road. I also think there's an instinctual component of what photographs to save to ultimately work on. And we'll talk about editing here in a second. But I think one of the things that happens to us is there's an instinct of photographs that we think could be saved. And there's an instinct of what is a good photograph. And there's an instinct of which photographs to delete. And sometimes we just don't trust our instinct that photograph isn't in focus. Our instincts tell us that it's out of focus, but yet we will continually work on the photograph. We'll try to save the photograph. We'll try to do things to the photograph when we know the photograph just isn't that good. It can happen with composition. It can happen with framing. One of the things I've realized over my years of teaching and working with people, learning to critique and edit photographs, is that they actually oftentimes know when a photograph isn't good. They may not be able to articulate why that's the case, but they know that the photograph isn't that good. And the same thing goes with a good photograph. What the skill that people lack is not the instinct to know if a photograph is good or not, or if a photograph's important or not, or the photograph tells a story or not. They may lack the vocabulary around that, but instinctually they know that. And if you push people who say they really like a photograph and you push them a little bit farther and farther, what you realize is there's usually a sociological or a societal bent to the reason they like a photograph. And it's contrary to what their instincts are saying. So there's a fear of being out there as the only person who doesn't like the photograph, even though their instincts might be telling them that. And I think that's a critical part to understanding what photographs to save and work on, is you have to trust your instincts that this is a photograph worth pursuing. There is something interesting within that photograph that becomes something more when we get to the editing process. Oftentimes when we look at our photographs and you talk to people about how what they did to one of their favorite photographs or one of their better photographs, they're like, oh, it was just so easy. I didn't have to hardly do anything to that photograph to make it work. And then they talk about photographs where they had to just work at it for hours and hours, and they tried it in black and white, and they tried to change the saturation, and they changed this, and they changed that. If you're not following a pre-prescribed plan, an idea of what you want for that photograph, and you're having to work at it a lot, instinctually, you're probably telling yourself at some point that something's not right with the photograph. Now you're having to fix something. You're having to change something. You're having to alter something that's no longer to the creative vision of the photograph. It's really about fixing a problem within the photograph. If you trust your instincts, what you could possibly do at that point is walk away from working on a photograph that you know isn't ultimately going to achieve what you want as a vision. It could also be that in that process, you don't know how to edit the photograph. So you know there's something you could do with it. You know how to make it that it could be better, but you don't know how to do that. Your instincts tell you that there's something there, but you just lack the experience or knowledge to transform the photograph into ultimately what you want. If you trust your instincts at that point, you now can seek out that information and seek out that help to edit the photograph. And maybe that's ultimately what is needed to create a really interesting and engaging photograph. So it's not so much that the photograph's not savable or editable. It's that you don't trust your instincts that you don't know how to edit it. So you try what you know and it doesn't work, and then you dismiss the photograph as not being valuable, or it's not able to be printed the way you want, or some other story you make up. But at the end of the day, what really happens is you just didn't trust your instincts that you were willing to admit that you didn't know how to edit the photograph. And I think that's one of the things that our instincts do, is they attempt to protect us on some level. They make sure that we don't get attacked by bears in the woods, and they warn us around danger if we listen to them. But one of the things that our instincts can tell us is when we have a gap in knowledge. So if the instinct is, I don't know how to do this, we have to overcome the fear and the embarrassment that we don't know how to do that. We have to be able to seek out help, seek out information, because one of the things that instinctually we do as biological creatures is continually grow and develop knowledge. We continually learn over and over. Every day we're learning something new. So to follow the instinct of gaining new knowledge should trump the embarrassment that comes from I don't know something and creating a photograph you don't like, when you have every opportunity to step forward and create a photograph that is engaging in the way you do like, if you're willing to just admit that you don't know how to do that, trust your instincts to get the help and create a significant and meaningful photograph. I also think that there's an important time when you're looking at your photographs instinctually about trusting your instincts on what to share, where to share it, and how to share it. So one of the things we like to do is get feedback about our photographs. We want to get instant feedback. We like the gratification that comes from other people looking at our photographs. But sometimes you can't share the work when you're creating it. Maybe it's editorial. Maybe it's for commercial work. Maybe it's for some reason there's a privacy issue around the photograph and you can't share it. As much as you want to, you have to trust your instincts that this isn't appropriate to share. Or maybe it's the medium you're choosing to share it in isn't appropriate. Maybe certain images need to be viewed as prints hanging on a wall and not viewed through social media. Maybe understanding and trusting your instinct of where is the right place to share the work and what is the right context to share it in becomes important. So it overrides the I want the instant gratification. But your instant gratification is not necessarily the instinct you have with the photograph. So you have to balance the need that you want against your instincts telling you that this possibly isn't the right place to share something. It's important that you find the right audience in the right place and the right position for your work. And trusting that you're going to get there by doing the right thing to the type of work you create, I think, is a really important part of the process. I know for me in my own work that there's a lot of times when I have that voice inside of my head that tells me that it's not a good photograph, it's not a good time to push the shutter, or I should push the shutter, and I choose to ignore that. I ignore it in my editing process. I let vanity get the best of me, and I don't work on photographs instead of reaching out to get help. Whatever it is, I know that when I don't trust my instincts, in the end, I'm in a much worse off position than I was if I trusted my instincts. I know my work better and I know my creative practice better than anybody. And I know in my own process, sometimes I get to where I'm afraid and there's an instinct to be afraid. But I need to distinguish success and the opportunity for success from failure. Because a lot of times it's my ego that's causing my fear to come up and not my actual instinct for what I can and can't do behind the camera. So what we have to learn to do is cultivate in us the ability to distinguish between those and trust our instincts, that we know when the instinct is what is paramount to the success of the work and follow that instinct and not allow arbitrary fears or unnecessary fears to prevent us from doing something. And more importantly, the societal structures that are in place that tell us that our work is not valuable or our work is not important because of the topic we have chosen, because of who we are as artists, because of the message we might want to say, or our gender or our race or our sexuality influencing society to try to push a message down, we should attempt to avoid that. We want to make sure that the message and who we are as artists gets communicated as loudly as possible. So trusting that what you have to say and how you have to say it is critical to your success as an artist, I think, is something to hold on to, because one of the things that art does is it pushes that conversation forward. And I trust my own instinct on art to know that artists have an unfair rap because sometimes they have to induce a conversation that not everybody wants to have, not everybody wants to share, but we have every opportunity to push that forward in the conversation and in the dialogue. So I hope you give a chance this week to your own instinct to sit down and figure out where is your weakness in trusting your instinct and how can you find a way to support your instinct, support your natural way of being in a way that allows you to create more significant photography. It's an interesting exercise. I know for me, as I continue to have more and more conversations with Lori about this, and I've been thinking about it and preparing for the podcast, that there's a relevant time and a relevant place for us to try to sit down and really do some reflection back on the work we're creating so that we can take big steps forward. And I think this is one of those times where you might be surprised at just how much better your work gets by starting to figure out really how are you ignoring those instincts that really go about making quality photography. I hope you have a great week out there. I hope you get a chance to get behind the camera or work on some new photographs, spend some time with loved ones. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes or on the Google Play Store or any place podcasts are found. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.